Back now with Day to Day on what is, unofficially, the first day of summer. Maybe the gas prices have you cutting back on travel plans. You're thinking, fun, yes, this summer, but cheap fun. Well, that is so Day to Day. Here's our advice. Grab three friends and try a card game called Bid Whist. It's kind of like bridge or spades or hearts. And for Black Americans, Bid Whist has been a favorite pastime for nearly 150 years. Christopher Johnson reports.
When you come to a Bid Whist Sunday picnic, you better not sit down at a cards table on an empty stomach.
We have ribs with chicken, and we're getting ready to have a fish fry. And we got a brother that you smack your mama the way he cooks, he fries this fish.
Brian Porter is a professional Bid Whist player, but for now, he's on grill duty at a Los Angeles park. Brian is cooking for about 50 people relaxing at card tables in the nearby shade. A lot of them have come to Los Angeles from all over the U.S. for Bid Whist across America. The two-day event is like the Grand Prix of Bid Whist showdowns. A group called Sharks Incorporated put the whole thing on.
We had a nice little tournament this weekend, and we decided to sponsor a little barbecue for, you know, people just come out and play a little bit more cards, get a little something to eat, and just fellowship.
Most of the dozen card tables have casual, quiet games. Partners sit across the table from one another, just like in bridge. They take bites of Sakatumi cake and stare poker face at their cards.
Oh, you want to handle it like that? Oh, you want to handle it like that?
But look, this is Bid Whist, so somebody got to act up.
Spell them. Oh, no, we're going to check. You remember them, don't you?
I remember them. I bet you remember what Trump is.
Oh,
I bet
you
remember that.
You got to play
them,
don't you?
All that carrying on at the Bid Whist table helps distract an opponent from the larger goal, which is to win all 54 cards. One of the sweetest parts of the game is when one player runs a Boston on another. That's a flawless hand that Bid Whist pros compare to pitching a no-hitter. Legend says that the phrase dates back to the game's early days when Black railroad attendants played during their runs to Beantown. Even if you don't get the rules, Bid Whist still promises a show. Cards get slammed, flicked, and thrown. Trash talking is king, along with the occasional victory dance. The heart of Bid Whist, though, is tradition.
My family, you know, typically would play at New Year's and at family reunions. So most of our history moments were made at a Bid Whist table.
Tressa Williams is a whist junkie, right down to the playing cards tattooed on her arm.
Oh, you weren't supposed to mention that. My mom will hear this, and it's supposed to be for luck. And, I will never get a real tattoo, right? But this is a henna tattoo, so it'll be gone, Mom, soon. Okay.
Tressa works two day jobs in Nashville and still turns up at just about every Bid Whist Across America tournament. The contests are held 8 weekends throughout the year in major cities from L.A. to New York. Sometimes 200 people show up for 1 weekend to play. That all takes a lot of planning, and Tressa helps out sometimes. She does it for free, motivated by a love for Bid Whist that runs deep down her family tree.
I can look back in 1975 and remember my uncle running the Boston on my dad, and 76, 77, 78, 70, on and on and on, my uncle every year. Reminding my dad about that Boston he ran in 75. Yeah, remember that Boston in 75? Here it is again. So it's deeply rooted family tradition.
Historian Herman Johnson writes that Blacks have been crazy for Bid Whist since the Civil War. That's when white Union soldiers taught the game to the Blacks fighting next to them. And Black folks held on, even as other card games trumped Bid Whist popularity for much of America.
I got into Bid Whist at a young age, going around with my mother in Washington, D.C. She'd taken me and my sister with her everywhere she went, to her girlfriend's house, to the rent parties.
Chris Jones, a.k.a. the Whistmaster, has written a how-to book on the game. Jones learned Bid Whist by being a nuisance.
I started sitting at the table with my mother, watching her. What you doing? Why did you do that? Why did you play that? And she said, boy, I'm going to teach you how to play because I do not have a partner, and I need a partner.
Bid Whist helped Jones and his mom connect. He and other Whist fans say young people aren't playing the game as much today, and they worry about it dying out. He encourages families to play a lot. Jones says Bid Whist is a great way to stay close and keep the game alive.
While you're playing cards, you can also conversate. How was your day? What did you do in school today? Six no bid. Okay, but yeah, then and you know, you're still playing, you're still having fun, but you're communicating and you're bonding.
Bid Whisters talk a lot about family and not just their kin. Sharks Inc. is made up of Bid Whist clubs nationwide. That's about 1,000 members, and each tournament is like a big family reunion. Chris Jones says that love reaches way beyond Bidwist table revelry.
We become so close, so if one of them hurt me, we all hurt. I think there's nobody in our group that don't think that if they were to get into something, that the community won't step up and help them.
They proved that big time nearly 3 years ago during Hurricane Katrina. Members of a New Orleans whiz club were hit hard by the storm. The Bidwist family members took up a collection during a tournament, raising thousands in a matter of hours. There are good times, too. Harold Flowers is the founding chair of Detroit's Elite Whist Society Club.
This year in Detroit, we actually have a Bidwist wedding. Two of the people from our organization that actually met playing cards. They're actually getting married.
We're not throwing rice. We're doing decks of cards.
Yeah, yeah. We're throwing diamonds and clubs, spades.
Like all things Bidwist, the Sunday picnic is a family affair. A few kids, sugared up on soda, are running every which way. Uh-oh, someone has cranked up their car stereo, and a few grown folks dance a shuffle that looks something like the electric slide. After 2 days of tournament play and a picnic that's been going on for several hours, these whisters just won't put down their car.
I know you can touch them because you're playing with them. Play with the cheese.
A Brooklynite named Essie is handling business at her table. She's flown all the way across the country to play cards. She's also here to be with her Bidwist family. And like many players, Essie sees this as one more chance to indulge in something that was off limits when she was a little girl.
When we were growing up, we weren't allowed to play with the adults. We had to play in another room and couldn't go near the adults. You couldn't even go play whist. When we got older, it was on.
And on and on. These games just don't stop. Some folks will play till sunset. Then they'll probably head back to someone's house, cook some food, talk trash, and run Boston's all night till somebody drops. That's where tradition meets addiction. And even though some fear that the game is fading in Black America, Bidwist seems to have a pretty strong hand, with no signs of folding anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Johnson.